You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm also Joel.
Today we're asking the important question. How would you use a multiverse for personal profit or financial gain?
Personal profit, financial gain.
Okay.
Yeah. Personal profit is the same as personal gain, and financial gain is the same as financial profit. So it works.
It makes sense. Yeah. That was what we wrote down. That's the question.
Exactly.
What expected to hear you say.
I guess, with this. So we are
trying to make money or.
Have a good time.
We've got the multiverse in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was to access a multiverse, is it like, what am I seeing? Is it like just like, oh, there's like, say, is a Spider-Man over there? Is it like me as a Spider-Man over there?
Well,
is
I guess
me
as more successful over
there? One, it will,
one,
it will be you
so
as a Spider-Man.
Like infinite possibilities. How much is a similar, because I was thinking this the other day when I was reading, I think it was one of my little stories.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dune?
Dune's a big story,
a
dude.
Big bloody story.
About
most
worms.
Of it is just like thoughts. Yeah. Anyway. How? Why he become worm?
Is that a thought
so
he
long?
Has?
No, what? That's a thought I have. How what? He become worm? Oh, he become worm that way. I guess why there would be a multiverse where I become worm.
Yes. Yes, there, absolutely.
I guess if it's an infinite multiverse, there is a... So there would be a universe where that version of me was the god emperor who became a worm that was reading a story about the alternate version of me, but as a podcaster.
Multiverses is dangerous because if there's an infinite number of possibilities.
The answer to everything is yes.
Well, that means there's a possibility. I was going to be like, that means the moment I have access to the multiverse, there's a multiverse where Jackson had access to the multiverse and comes into my universe and shoots me in the head.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. But there's also another multiverse where he doesn't shoot in the head. So I was reading.
And a quick Jackson also comes into the multiverse and catches the bullet.
Yeah.
Eats it.
I hope he makes that noise too. I liked that noise.
Yeah, because I was reading, I think it was like the Ultimate Alliance, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like the new, where they're bringing back the Ultimate Universe in X-Men. Mm. No, in Marvel. And like
that's
the
good
Maker.
To bring it back.
Yeah,
he's good. The Maker, who was the Reed Richards of that universe.
Right. Yeah.
He asshole. Most Reeds are.
Scumbag Reed.
Yeah. And so, you know, he uses his little time alternate reality machine. Mm. And he goes back in, like, you know, it looks like all the times where, like, shit happened and went down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he stops it from happening. So, like, a spider about to bite a Peter Parker is like, no, it ain't.
Okay.
You know, a gamma bomb meant to come off and, like, blah, blah. No, it ain't.
Right.
And so it's like, so it's because it's not just alternate universe in that point of, like, oh, things are different. It's like timelines are different.
Yeah.
So you can kind of jump, you know, at this point in time, oh, it's different because it's happening, you know, different. Like in The Flash.
Yeah, okay.
That a lot of people saw.
Yeah, it's a cultural touchstone.
Spaghetti theory, where it's just like some things happen early, some things happen later, whatever. But by and large, a lot of things stay the same.
Yeah.
So in that kind of situation,
was
you're
that
like,
the message?
Yeah.
That most things stay the
well,
same?
Some things stay the same. It just happens either like, you know, very parallel to each other, but like little things are differently, or some things happen earlier than later. But basically, it's just a big mess of spaghetti.
And it depends on what your multiverse is like, too, if there's a finite number of extra universes, then, so like with the Maker going back and being like, no Spider-Man, but if it's a normal multiverse, then there is. That's just the one Spider-Man. And there's no alternate timelines, really. There's just other universes where that thing happened or didn't.
Well, yeah, because it seems, like, if it's infinite, like even like basic things like, are you alive or dead in this timeline?
The answer
is...
That is a pretty basic thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
Because if it's an infinite, that means you're alive in an infinite amount and dead in an infinite amount. Because infinite isn't an actual number.
Yeah, that's true. No, you're, I mean, it's, yeah.
In a way, all numbers are concepts.
No.
Math is a concept, Jackson.
I would say one is real.
Why? Prove it.
If I've got one apple and you've got one apple, and then I give you my apple, how many apples do I have?
We're not inventing the new math on this podcast.
There's a thing like zero being like there's like pages in it. Oh, wait, no, what I was thinking of is how 0.9999999
is the same as one.
Yeah. And it's like, but it's not, but it is.
But it is.
Yeah, because 0.999 recurring, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
It is one. It is one. Effectively one.
It is one.
Because it's,
it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
Because like, a third of something is 0.3.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So therefore, if you have three of things, That's a whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's 0.9. Actually 0.99.
Yeah. Yeah.
A third of a thing is 0.33 recurring.
So I was thinking, because like when it comes to, say, the Marvel Universe, or
it's fucked
even
up when a calculator fucks up recurring and then just throws a 4 at the end there. Point 3333333333334.
Calculator, you sure? Have a think.
And then with 60, like with the, it's like 6666667.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just rounding up.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which means that you get the one, that actually, you get a 1.01.
1.01? Anyway, go on.
So it's like with Marvel Universe and those kind of things as well, and like in the DC as well, usually it's the same person. Usually it's like, oh, this universe will have a Peter Parker that gets bitten by a spider, right? And so it's just kind of like, oh, I could use, you know, having that knowledge, like the base knowledge of like what are the things that always stay the same. And then you can kind of either prevent that or utilize that, just because like, the maker is being like, right, I'm gonna stop that.
Yeah.
And what I find, like, so you can really use a lot of that just for your own knowledge to be like, well, sweet, I can then start making some moves.
Yeah.
Because if you're like, well, there's this guy, he's always Spider-Man, and if I go to these universes and he's not Spider-Man yet, therefore he's actually like, oh, he's only like a teen there. So it has to happen between this time and this time. With enough multiverse, you could kind of really hone in and figure out which spider gets, like when he gets bit by that spider.
Are you
going to
try and become Spider-Man? And
then, well, maybe, why not? Yeah, okay. It seems kind of fun.
Yeah. No, hey, that's a very valid use of a multiverse, to be Spider-Man.
But so, also... I mean, you also then have to find the multiverse where you being bitten by a spider works.
Yeah, exactly. But also there would be a universe where I am currently Spider-Man.
Yeah.
There's an infinite
universe.
But then how, because I guess it's before we all, our can brains we, start leaking out of our ears and we
happening?
Start throwing up and screaming.
Yeah.
Can, also, my question before that is.
Well, I was going to say the best way to look at it will be like you now open a multiverse. So you can't just like go to. Like you can't.
Yes, my question is: am I observing, or can I go into?
You can go in. You can go in.
Okay. Yeah, look, that's more dangerous.
Yeah, but that's okay. But it you're not jumping into bodies. You are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I'm not like.
So it's not like, oh, I want to be Spider-Man. I'll just go to the multiverse.
No, Scott Bakula.
No, you're not. We're not
quantum leaping.
Not
quantum leaping.
No,
thank you.
No, we're not Scott Bakulaing.
Yeah,
Scott Bakulum.
Yeah, we're not. Yeah. We're not Scott Bakulaing. We're slidering.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Gary O'Connelling.
Yeah. So what? Because like, okay, you could find a universe where you're Spider-Man. How does that help this universe?
Well, that's my question. I guess personally, I would be like, what is it? Where can? Ultimately, I'd probably once again just go to a beach.
Okay. All right. Finding a universe where. There is a beach.
The beach is extra good.
Yeah. What if I could go to a universe where they've just like, I don't know, is there's a pill or something I can take and all my pain
the
goes
beach
away.
Beach pill. Oh, right.
And then I get to lay in a hammock for a bit.
Okay.
So you want
to
go?
Actually, you want to take Ambien and go to the beach?
Yes.
You could do that there.
I know. Why aren't? That's what I want to
know. I don't know,
those
dude.
Those are the hard-hitting questions we should be asking. Where's my Ambien and why aren't on the beach?
I don't know, dude. You're in the studio with us.
Using a multiverse to do something you could do right now is good.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, what about I could get access to a lot of multiversal drugs?
Oh, okay.
And go out in a blaze of glory.
Oh, okay.
Well,
end your life with the multiverse. That's
well,
awesome
like,
to
I,
be
that,
like.
That just seems like a byproduct.
That's
because
so funny
I,
to be
I
like
have
infinite
no,
possibilities.
Yeah.
Time to die. I'm done.
I have
I
no impulse control.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
If I have access to a multiverse, oh no.
Yeah, I guess that's a real...
It's heroin that you won't get addicted to and you'll die. It'll just give you a good euphoric feeling.
But then
you'll get addicted to it and die. I'll find a way.
So you're now taking heroin at the beach.
Multiverse,
heroin at the beach. Romantic.
Yeah.
I like as well because...
Just blissed out, sleep on your side, you'd be all good.
See a crab?
Actually, I'd probably try and find a multiverse where they've sort of done the Matrix, where I can just sort of plug myself into.
Why do you keep...
What?
So like, okay, so you got the multiverse.
Yes.
Infinite possibilities.
Yeah.
But then you keep trying to go somewhere where you are starting again somehow.
It's like,
because
okay,
like you're like, I want...
Right,
I
have a machine that'll dream for you. I'm like, oh, baby, put me in
is
there.
Is dreaming hard for you?
It just seems like maybe the machine might put me in a better place, you know?
You're using the multiverse to go to sleep.
Yeah!
Yeah, like, surely you could go to a universe where it feels like being on heroin all the time, but you're fine. Because there's an infinite possibilities.
I'm worried about our friend's imagination.
I'm worried that if we didn't get that information into him beforehand, he went to the first universe that had heroin.
He went to the first universe that had a big bad.
He actually didn't even leave our universe.
He realized that this universe hasn't. I guess I'd go to a universe that would have like something where it's like, again, like a little pill or whatever. They're like, hey, eat this. Look at my abs now. And you eat this. And you're like, oh, you're living forever, or maybe not forever. That seems too much. No,
okay,
thank you.
Okay.
But like,
go to the pill universe.
Yeah, go to the pill universe. Get pilled.
So let's say you've got the multiverse before you. You've cycled through it. You've Minority Reporting, pick Pillverse.
Yes,
in Pillverse, there is a pill for anything.
Yes,
what do you want? Abs is what you've picked already.
But
that's
my question
great.
Here
abs
is,
and bed, by the sounds of things.
But the question though is like, but then if there's a pill for abs and bed, I mean like.
There's already a pill for bed.
But there's already a pill for bed.
It's got a sleeper.
It's called bed.
And there's kind of a pill for abs. It's called
steroids.
But I guess these pills have no negative side effects.
Although, I'm also like, but if I do that, I'm like, but then everyone in that universe is doing it, so it's just like.
But then you just come back to this universe.
Yeah. What do you
like,
mean?
It's like, it's everything seems meaningless now.
Well,
I think I'd fall into a deep depression.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that's not
that
changed
from
gain or
heroin.
Financial profit.
Heroin will do that to you.
I was hoping to do the opposite.
Well, for a bit.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Could I find a version of me?
Yeah.
Who's very wealthy.
Yes.
And that is doing great.
Yeah.
Get a brick.
Yeah, of course you could kill Rich you.
And
but I don't know why you
and,
just need the pill that made you rich.
And then just become him.
Yeah.
I mean, that just feels like cheating.
Yeah, well,
taking
I mean,
a pill.
Why not go
murder
to.
Murder isn't cheating.
Go to a
murder
universe where it rains gold and then collect some in his sack, come back to your universe.
Yeah, I just feel,
I don't know, I found it.
Yeah. But like, I don't know, I feel like once I do that, it just feels like everything becomes meaningless. Ah, I got gold.
And then you spend it on stuff.
Maybe you can only use the multiverse so that you don't kill yourself in this situation. Why don't you?
Fair.
Why don't we say you've got access to the multiverse for 24 hours?
Okay. Knowledge then.
Knowledge.
Yeah.
All right.
Not time travel. Multiverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, multiverse could be also a bit of bit of time travel, but like it happens at different times.
If it's an infinite possibility, you could travel back to a universe or to a universe where
currently it's 1990.
Yeah.
Oh, the 1990 universe.
Wait, why don't I go back? Fuck.
Yeah,
it's currently
90s verse,
shit,
baby.
Shit.
Puddle of mud.
She fucking hates me.
Are they a 90s band or an early 2000s band?
Oh, fuck. I'm
let us know in the comments. I'm pretty sure it's like 2003.
Yeah, probably.
Damn
2000,
it.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know about Puddle of Mud.
I could be Puddle of Mud before Puddle of Mud.
They are up.
But then when I come back here, it's not in a 90s. Everyone's like, why did you start a Puddle of Mud cover band?
Also, you start Puddle of Mud in 1990. That's before Nevermind, so you're making a post-grunge album before grunge explodes. So it's
pre-grunge.
Probably not,
what
probably
if,
not making any money
okay,
or any
about,
cultural impact.
I was going to, okay, what about if I, rather than go in the 90s, you go forward.
Okay.
Let's see, where maybe like say 2030s.
Okay.
Get a demo disc of like a tape or whatever, whoever the fuck is popular then, and then bring that back.
Someone that
listens, ruin some music.
Well, yeah, someone that listens to a lot of music, I think if you did do that, nothing would happen.
Yeah.
Because I think that...
Can I steal people?
You can try.
You can do anything.
Even if you got
a sack, you got a dream, you're fine.
Back to the Future, I think, has tricked you.
Yeah.
Because if you just put a band from the future on a stage... The crowd will react in the same way that if you put a bit... I mean, if one of the guys has like
more,
a...
It's more of Bill and Ted is tricking me.
Yeah. You're not the greatest band in the universe.
I'm not.
Though.
I'm me.
Yeah.
Well, Mexico, could I, kidnap a scientist and, like, you fix this problem, but then there'll be a universe...
What problem?
Like, global warming, or, like, the systemic problems of society.
Can
did they fix it out?
Where are you getting
that?
The scientist from? Science realm.
Science realm.
I guess. Yeah.
Clever zone.
Go to the science realm in the clever zone.
Oh, actually,
yeah.
If I could find clever zone, or clever realm,
And
I'll drink some of that juice because I really need it.
So you need to get a clever juice realm.
Yeah, clever juice realm. Drink the clever juice, and then I'll figure out what to do with a multiverse.
Okay.
I know enough to know that I don't know shit.
So you drink the juice.
Yeah.
That's you some of your multiverse time.
Yeah.
So you're running. Oh, I hope that juice works straight away.
Oh,
you'll have to go to a universe where it does work straight away. The instant clever juice realm.
Instant clever juice realm.
Yeah. What happens if you double up on slow clever juice and instant clever
juice? Well, I'm going to be very clever.
You're going to be very clever, and then in like a couple of hours, you're going to get another hit of smarts. Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of trying to think of like, yeah, what problems do I currently have that could be fixed by a multiverse? Because ultimately, it'll just be like seeing a bunch of different, and if it's an infinite possibilities, they'll be like, because it'll be like, oh man, look at that Zammit. He's real fucked up. He's fucking up that bad. True. That sucks. I'm doing so much better than that Zammit. Eat shit, that Zammit.
That might make you feel better.
That's going to make me feel great. That Zammit's doing so much better than me.
Yeah, that'll make you feel
better.
And
then maybe you're going to be like, oh, why? What's the difference? And what if it's something like real small? That'll kill me.
Yeah,
that'll ruin my life. Like, but what if... even thinking about it's ruining my life.
Like 10 years ago, you picked a more orthopedic shoe.
Yeah.
It fixed every problem.
That was the issue?
That one where I bought a pair of Converse instead of a pair of sandals or whatever.
God, that was
the downward trend.
That day you spoke to Jackson instead of speaking to a college professor.
Well, it's like, hey, do you know Jackson?
That guy who got his penis caught in a Coke can?
In first year of teaching. I remember him. He got his penis caught in a Coke can. Yeah, it was messed up. But anyway, here's our doctorates. Here's our successful big building of a house.
Yeah, Jackson tragically, the boy who got his dick stuck in a Coke can tragically died 3 weeks later when he didn't have friends to stop him from walking onto the road without looking.
I gotta go to the hospital to get this Coke off my dick.
Oh! I thought you were gonna say walked across the ice and fell through. I gotta go to the hospital now. Remind me, is it up the road or across the lake? I'm nude in my mind too.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I want everyone to see the Coke can.
Of course, you gotta show the doctors this.
Yeah.
And you go to maybe like a universe where I'm not doing great, and maybe take him to be like, hey, buddy, we got this. And take him out of there. A bit altruistic.
You just said that if you saw a better version of yourself, so what you were
maybe
doing.
Maybe he'll take me in.
Wait, what? So you find a worse version of yourself and he takes you in?
Well, no, a better version. I look at myself and the version of me is doing kind of crappy. And I'm initially I'm like, yeah, I'm doing better than me. But then I'm like, well, that's still me.
It's you, yeah.
And I feel a bit guilty now. And so I'm like, I could be like, hey, buddy, I got this. I've opened up this portal. Come through. And maybe we can let's get your life on track. And then it closes behind him. And I'm like, well, that sucks for you, buddy. But don't worry. I'm moving forward. But if I'm thinking that,
24 hours,
then there's a better version of me that probably is also thinking that. And then I might get napped.
And you might end up in.
Didn't you just suggest that if you met a far better version of yourself and it was a simple fix that you may have unalived yourself?
That was a thought.
So,
aren't you
worried about?
But if they're better than the worst ones,
the worst ones,
I'm getting bricked in the head.
No. What you have deemed as a kind thing, which is take the lesser Zammit, to meet you and then a better Zammit, they're going to feel terrible because their brain will probably work similar to yours.
You've killed
them, man.
What? But
trying to be, because they're like, well, we can have this out together. How can we get your life on track? But that's that kind of altruistic kind of version of me. But I'm like still going to be jealous of better me.
But also,
gain and financial profit, because you go to a multiverse for 24 hours where you attempt to fix a worse version of you's life, then come back to your normal thing, and then what?
Well, I guess it's
personal. 24 hours is up. What are you doing?
Well, it's personal gain in that I'm like, I learned that lesson that, some Zammits have it harder than me.
That's true.
You're using the multiverse to
learn. I learned a lesson.
Okay.
Sometimes I need to learn a lesson.
You basically learn when your parents were like, you got to finish your plate because there's starving children. That's the lesson you're learning. But in this...
You think you have it hard, alternate Zammit. You have it so easy.
Line of Catcher in the Rye. Great Gatsby, Catcher in the Rye.
But in an infinite multiverse, there is... I mean, I don't know if this is true, but there would be an ideal Zammit, right? There would be the best possible Zammit.
So what if
he took you all under his wing?
He should, right?
You all live in his mansion together or something.
An infinite amount of people.
Because
not only would there be the ideal Zammit, right?
Yeah.
But there'd be the close to ideal Zammit.
That's true.
And there'd be also the close to ideal Zammit. And so
very worst Zammit.
So there'd be a...
led you down
Where's
that
the far? Very worst Zammit? Why are you looking at me? What are you doing? What's wrong with...
Only one of us ever became a podcaster.
How am I worse than Turtle Zammit?
Look at completely addicted to heroin Zammit.
Yeah, he's got his life together, dude. He loves heroin and he doesn't. Fuck! That would suck to learn. And well, I would, because you would start delineating between your alternate selves.
Mm-hmm.
What would you, like, what douche are you? What Zam are you? Yeah. What Jackson am I?
Yeah, where am I in the list?
Yeah.
No matter what, it's going to fuck me up.
What if I found that every other Jackson was born bald?
Most people are born bald.
No, but like they never grew hair.
Oh, okay.
That would fuck me up if they were
why
like...
Why is but that?
Because why is every other Jackson an egg Jackson?
No, but it's infinite, so there would be an infinite number that are, infinite number that aren't. And also because...
Well... Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Infinite sucks.
But is there like a... And I know this is further exploring the terrifying concept of the infinite, but is there kind of like a curve where down one side there's Jacksons that are dead?
Yeah.
So I don't see them. And down 100%. The other side, there are Jacksons that have ascended to a higher form of being.
Yeah. The Jacksons that went to heaven.
The godhood.
Yeah, they're energy now,
but this
or whatever.
Is like, but this is talking us about the constant that is like, this is the Jackson or the Zaman or the Dusha that, you know, that's the right common egg, right? Right?
Mm.
Because there's the whole, you know, the alternate cum theory.
Yes.
Because if you know, dad blew his load a little bit earlier, a little bit later.
Yeah.
Different Zam, different Dusha, different Jackson.
Mm, that's true.
And
that's...
then that goes all the way down, you know, the line of Zamans. Line of Bailey's.
I guess it makes it easier because it is fewer people, though it is still infinite, to be like, but we're all this sperm. You know what I mean? We came out at this time. We got in the egg in this place or whatever.
Yeah.
It was this kind of day.
The egg from behind, baby. That's
Mom and Dad had both had a monster energy drink beforehand or whatever. That's how I
shut out of my dad's dick and nuts like a bullet.
Yeah. Like I find like the third child of like, you know, the Zamet family, but they fucked a day later and they're like, that whole family unit is incredible. Yeah. I'd be like, what? One day?
One day is all
that
it
was
took?
It?
Yeah, that is a fear.
I'm too scared of the multiverse.
I think you've gone down.
You know how I'm going to, I'm shutting it down.
Yeah, that's right. Press the button.
Don't engage.
No.
Thank you.
I think you've made the wrong decision in the sense
straight
of
away.
Like, don't interact with yourself. Because, infinite's too big.
Yeah, that's true.
Stay out of your own way. Who cares about other, if you're using it for financial gain, I don't know, just fucking buy a lotto ticket, go to the universe where that wins, claim it.
Yeah, but then I've got alternate universe money where...
Who cares?
Well, what do you mean who cares? It's not going to be valid for our universe.
How will they know?
Or you go to a universe where it is valid for our universe, whatever. Yeah. You go to a universe where the money is the same.
There's infinite amount of universes, so I can go to a universe that's identical to this one, except the money works.
You could go to a universe that's identical to this one where you, Joel Dusha, that universe is Joel Dusha, has lived your identical life up to the point you enter where they... Didn't even die. They just disappeared. And they just won the lottery.
Yeah.
And you just slot in.
Yep.
You're good.
Yeah.
And then then
I'm living. But then
I wonder if that will eat at me. Like, if I'm like, these aren't actually the people I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not.
But everything is identical. You never notice a difference.
But I would know.
But
I would have a horrible secret.
Yeah, horrible.
A horrible secret no one would ever believe,
our
too.
Our confessions. So I hopped into dimensions.
I stole a man's body.
He was
life.
Gone.
Life, not body.
But, yeah.
Well, I think what would stress me there is, like, I'd be like, something must be different. What
different.
Is it?
Yeah,
I would much prefer if we were Scott Bakuluming.
Yeah, look, does Scott Bakulum solve some of these problems?
Yeah.
But I would be thinking in your situation there, JD, I'd be like, the difference is that version of me disappeared mysteriously.
Yeah. But
that's
why?
The change
but
in
that
this universe.
Would be me too. The only.
Yeah, where'd he go?
Is that going to happen to me?
What happened? Does he have a dark secret that I don't know about?
Is this universe where that just happens?
Yeah.
Is it like a recurring thing where he went into another multiverse?
Because if I have access
You've
for 24
just
all hours,
up the line.
Then someone else, like another version of me, would also
someone
at
stole
that time,
my life, that motherfucker.
But then I stole his wife.
Wife? No wife?
Oh, I thought you said wife.
I'm not
but
married.
Well, yeah, I am.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'd steal me's wife and someone else would steal my wife.
You stole your own wife.
So it's funny to imagine you being like, this is too weird, jumping back to your universe, but there's you. Another. And they're like, brother, get out of here.
Or did I take your universe or did you just Are you from a different universe?
I moved up a line like you did.
My universe was slightly worse than this one, dude.
So that one was slightly better?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't notice. Yeah, because it's slightly better. It's you don't notice.
Marginal, dude. It's marginal.
Aren't you, like, worried about the people that you know and love actually not being the people you know
of
and love?
Of course. Yes, it's eating me up inside. I posted to our confessions, but no one believed me. They downvoted me.
Then Adusha jumps from the universe that's slightly worse into that of, like, moving up the line again. I would be scared jumping back. The guy's bald. Why? Why does this keep happening?
I'm not worried about the baldness. I'm just worried about why is it just me with hair?
Jump into the universe that has the money and everyone's like, oh, you've got hair now, Jackson. What the fuck is going on?
Did you use your lottery money to get hair?
Why didn't I have hair? I don't know, dude. You were born like that. I am so scared. I am freaking out,
looking
guys.
Around, everyone else has got luscious hair. Yeah. You're Barry, you're like, you're not bald. Why am I bald?
Why was I bald? Medical marvel.
Why was
he bald?
What
the fuck is going on?
What does that mean?
Are they all bald?
Well, could you jump into a universe where it rains cash and just collect enough and come back to our universe?
I think that if I'm going to a universe where I can win the lottery ticket wins, I take that money, provided the money doesn't look like, I don't know, fish.
Yeah.
And it's just regular money.
Fish cash.
But you're still using, like, again, it's just like, oh, I got money, and you come back, and you're like, yeah, I got money. Yeah, it becomes a little bit meaningless.
I don't know
no,
about
it's not.
That.
You got the multiverse for 24 hours.
It's
like when you win a fucking shopping spree and you got 30 minutes to grab whatever you want from shelf.
I just don't think I'd ever get that high. You know, I'd ever reach that high again.
What high?
No, 30 minutes? Getting anything I want from the top of the shelf?
That is awesome.
And
that
then
is
it's
awesome.
Like, oh, I had access to the multiverse in 24 hours and all I used it to do was grab cash.
You might go insane and be like, I've got to get back in somehow using my fortune.
All right,
you know?
I'll win the most amount of money I can think of in this lottery ticket, and then I'll go to the porno realm, spend the last 20 hours of the 24 hours
just ruin yourself.
You will just dissolve, dude. Yeah.
Could I go to, like, the universe that everything is, like, exactly the same as of my universe, but it just happened 30 years before?
Wait. What?
Why?
And then I can then meet myself as a how old am I now? 30, maybe 40 years.
Okay.
Meet myself as an old man and be like, where did it all go wrong? What regrets do you have?
Yeah, that's true. You could be like, hey, give me the advice. Why what you... am I going to do?
I'm not in a good place. Right?
Yeah, I can tell.
It's no good.
But also finding that out.
Yeah.
Like, where did it all
go
wrong?
Now the responsibility is on you to fix it.
Exactly, yes.
That's scary.
Or it's like, hey, did we live a good life?
No one does.
And then, well, he might have. I don't know. I can live in hope.
Also, old people are dumb as shit. Their brains don't work.
I find old me lying in a decrepit shack somewhere.
And he's like, hey, Jackson. Wrong.
I open the door to be like, hey, me. And he set up a booby trap and I get shot with a shotgun. And he's like, you from the government? Oh, my life went really, really bad. And then I bleed out in his front porch.
Yeah.
And he starts fading away. Because for some reason, even though it's a multiverse.
What?
His hair starts going out.
Fuck. What does this mean? This raises further questions, but I'm dying, so I'll never solve them. Goodbye, Jackson. He knew.
He knew
that you'd come to looper me on my deathbed.
Well, I guess because it all happened.
How do we remember the plot of Looper? No, it's a different universe.
Yeah,
isn't that time travel?
Yeah, but because if he would have had access to the multiverse 40 years before I did, then he would have done the same thing because ultimately I'm just me.
What?
No.
Speaking to an elderly version of yourself.
Yeah.
What is the appeal?
Well,
there is nothing they can say that will not fuck your life up forever.
Well, it'd be to see, you know, did we do well?
Yeah.
You know, in like, you know, from our own, I guess, perspective.
But then you're going back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not good knowledge to have.
That would stress me out because I would feel a pressure to make it good.
And that's maybe also what I need.
Well, hey, if it works for you, God bless.
I reckon if I spoke to older me and they revealed anything about my life,
yeah.
I'd be like, I fucked it. you have wrecked my life by telling me this. Like, imagine finding out.
Rebel against it then. Really, like, oh, you think you led the good life? I'll show you a good life.
The best fucking life, old man.
But even like.
He's like, I don't care. Go away.
I'm going to die soon, brother. Get out of here. What would be the worst thing to hear from old you? What would destroy you the most?
Imagine finding out. I mean, yeah, like finding out you're married to someone, but it's not your current partner.
That would be crazy.
Someone you know. Especially for the man in the room that's already married.
That's wifed up. Yeah, true. What would you do?
And then that would wreck the marriage anyway, because you'd be like, well, it ends. I know it ends.
Well, everything ends. But, like, what happened? Say it was, like, a tragic accident or something like that. I'm like, we could prevent this, maybe. And then I go insane if I can't prevent it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if it's not a tragic accident? What if you find out you both just get cold on each other?
Damn, why? Was there anything?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Was there anyone inciting incident? They're like, no, it's just time,
just over
buddy.
Time, dude.
Oh, my God, that's going to
You just drifted apart.
It's fucked me up already.
Yeah.
Would you go back and just call it?
No.
I think I might.
I think I'd try. The thing is that like, you'd go back and you'd do all the best you could do to try and like, you know, be like, you're acting like it's on the rocks already.
Yeah.
And that might be the thing that makes it go on the rocks.
Yeah, that's why I don't want any of this. Like, get back and
that's
say,
why, but.
Knock, knock. Okay. Babe, Dumpsville, population you.
That's crazy.
And I'm out of there. I'm smoke. Yeah.
But. Do you see anything as wasting time, just currently in life?
Yeah, no.
Then staying with someone knowing that you're going to break up doesn't matter.
Well, I could be doing other stuff.
But also, it's like.
But if you feel like that, you could be doing that now.
Yeah, but then it's kind of like, well, was it wasting time or did I, you know, what I.
Yeah,
I learned,
I was with someone
grew,
that. Yeah, I was with I someone that I loved until they stopped loving me.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, again, you know, we've all been in, like, yeah. No, you haven't.
Yeah.
So it's like, had like, you know, long relationships that have ended. It's like, well, would I, you know, use that time to go back and make sure that didn't happen? Like, well, no, I learned about myself grew as a human being.
Multiverse to stay with every girlfriend.
Oh, God, no, not at all. No, that's not the lesson.
No, just see what happens.
Well, because the thing about the multiverse as well.
Save every relationship just to see.
But you could live it to the
happened.
End. And
not in your.
Oh, okay. So go to the universes where, like, hey, they stuck it through. What happened?
Yeah.
Ooh, or they stuck it through. What happened? Oh
no. Damn. That looks good.
I'm living a great life.
I guess they fix those problems.
If you don't have the 24 hours, though, right?
Go through every. Go 24 hours, go through every multiverse, just see. Go to every multiverse you can think of where you're, like, so stayed with.
Yeah.
You know. Stay with people that you didn't break up. Just pair yourself. Pretty much turned into fanfic. Just see what happens.
See what happened.
In this universe, I was married to the president.
Yeah.
What was that like?
Was that cool?
Yeah, in this universe, me and Jack hook up. Yeah. What happened there?
How did he do? Oh, no.
Found
the worst us. Jack, I found the worst us.
So, yeah, as long as you're not Scott Bakula-ing, because then that's fucked up. Yeah. You don't want to go
You don't want to feel it. But also, say you don't have the 24-hour limit, right? So there will be a universe where you can revert your age if you want to, right? So you could go to a universe and live it out, see what it would be like to go through it, hit 80 in the relationship, get in the machine, do it again.
You could live every possible life you could have lived. Like, you could be like, I want to go to a universe where some, like, a version of me has written, like, the tomes of all the other universes of me. And I'm like, or like dot points, or like the Wikipedia article, like, Wikipedia list to be like, oh, yeah, what, you know, what happened, you know, and you
learn about the possible.
Learn about life.
Your desire to know things like this will destroy you.
Yes!
I can't imagine. Like, I travel to a universe where, like, I'm with old me. Yeah. I'm like, I'm not hanging. I'm going. I don't want to know.
Don't tell me.
Because even in a different. Because it's a multiverse, so it's not my universe.
Well, we know that, but we were saying.
But no, but that's what I mean. Like, as in, like.
Where it's very similar.
Yeah, but, like.
That's what would eat at you.
Yeah.
Would you go back to young you? I don't know. Just see what happens.
No, it's the same shit.
Then you give
it's exactly
young
the
you
same thing.
Yeah, that's the advice.
You don't want advice from yourself. Yeah. It's stupid.
I think we're not using the element of the multiverse where there can be anything. We're focusing on ourselves.
Oh, 100%.
It's selfish.
Well, I was trying to just get money and then go back
to
my regular.
Yeah, go to the world where
and then
we're all
realm.
Bears.
What is the game
awesome.
There?
I get to see ourselves as bears.
And then get mauled by a
bear. Yeah. Let's go to the multiverse. The universe where, I don't know, like, bears became sentient.
Yeah, the bear man world, dude.
Sapient.
Bear realm.
They're already sentient.
Bear realm's all right.
Yeah, go to bear realm.
I mean, I know I'll be seeing you in porno realm.
Yes, brother, I am there. I'm in porno realm, I'm in hog realm, Pussyville, I'm all over the show.
Oh,
dude.
Man, Pussyville.
Porn realm, yes, that takes up the first 6 hours of all of us. That is awesome. Yes, we understand that. After whole realm.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff. And various realm.
Yeah.
Then we move on. After we've come, a man can come.
Absolutely.
I think I'm going to find the upper limits of that, and then I'm going to go to a universe where I'm married to the president.
Okay.
Why don't you be the president?
So First Lady Dusha?
Yeah, I want to be First Lady. I'm going to be married to Hillary Clinton, and she won the 2016 election. Just see what's going on.
That's awesome. You're
people say I'm with her, and I say, actually, I am with her.
I would be scared because you're...
Bill might be coming for me. Are they still married? I don't know.
Yeah.
No, that's...
They shouldn't be.
Like, maybe it's... You know,
oh, one of those fake marriages. Yeah.
Being assassinated by Bill Clinton is not my would not be my main fear. What would be my fear is that, like, you are...
He could do it. He's killed before.
You're an imposter in this timeline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you sneak in and are watching from the bushes.
That guy looks like the First Lady Dusha.
You are not killed by Clinton, but you might be killed by the security detail.
Oh,
whatever.
Yeah, I guess, like, the me of that universe might be killed by Bill.
That's
he
true.
He might be scared. He's like, I caught Bill Clinton's lunch. Where I'm like, I get shot by the the
security detail or whatever.
FBI.
Yeah.
Impersonating the First Lady Dusha.
Good luck.
Brap doing the hair.
And then when they do the DNA test, turns out I'm 100% that First Lady.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, oh no.
But then the First Lady's still around.
And then they're like, oh my God, you found a version of me. What are the Russians doing? In that Cold War.
Nuclear war. Unexpected.
Yeah.
But not for us. The moment you started dating Clinton, me and Dab looked at each other, we're like, nuclear war.
Yeah.
I give it two years.
He's going to get out of there.
This is going to be a terrible nuclear winter in 2 years. I know it. And then as we watch the horizon, we're like, called it.
Yeah, we knew it was coming.
2016. I reckon, because in 2016, I'm in my mid-20s.
Yeah, kind of.
And I reckon that gives Hillary the push to win the election.
Yeah.
If she divorces...
Boy toy. Yeah.
Yeah, she's divorced Bill and married a 20-something Australian guy who hosts a podcast.
Who said some horrible things.
Are you still hosting this podcast?
Yeah.
Do we have to watch what we say way more?
Yeah,
do we
there's have just to guns be... pointed at us all the time.
Do we have to go to the States?
Yeah.
Are you zooming?
I'll zoom in from the White House.
Thanks, dude.
Are you allowed to sit at that desk?
Should we have upped our, like, security, like, internet security?
I'm using a VPN. Oh, wait, it was off.
We're not. And my... Let me tell you, my password, nothing.
Yeah.
I don't even have one.
Yeah, just hit enter and you're in. It's quicker.
Yeah. See how much time I save?
I think I just try and do like the one situation.
Yeah, I was going to ask
yourself,
if we ate ourselves.
See if it makes me more powerful. Yeah. I wasn't necessarily going to eat myself.
I might have misremembered the one.
I might try some of me, but because, you know, whatever, I'm there anyway. But like...
You can try some of you now.
You could just go to a realm where cannibalism's legal.
Yeah, but I can't eat myself there. Oh, well, yes, I could. Yeah, absolutely, I could. Yeah.
I'm stopping you. Taking it.
Because I think it would take me a bit to figure out whether or not the one was real.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, like, if I kill myself, how do I tell I've become more powerful?
Couldn't you just go to a universe where the one is real?
Yeah.
But you're not from that universe, so do you get that universe's powers?
I don't know. Or does that the one Jackson just go, oh, fuck it. This is so easy.
You came to me. Bang, bang. I'm strong now. The Jackson I just killed didn't give me much strength because he was a weak, pathetic Jackson.
But if... So
this Jackson's
the one,
fresh from the porno realm, I can tell.
Yeah, he's wasted away, yeah.
So I guess if you're not native to that universe, the universe where the one is real is nothing because then they only need to, like, suck off versions of themselves.
Does that make sense? Can you have a universe where the one is real when the one it relies on the multiverse?
Yeah. Or is it only like a subset of that multiverse?
Like a neighborhood where the one is real.
Like this section over here of the multiverse, those that you can one yourself.
Well, if there's an infinite amount of multiverses, there's a multiverse where there is no multiverse. And if you go there, do you get stuck?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I would not go there. That would be
I would
stay away from the multiverse where there was no multiverse.
Yeah.
Because then where did I come from?
Yeah.
That's upsetting. Where did I go? Where did I come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Yeah, that's concerning. If I go to a universe where the one is real,
mm-hmm.
then if I go to other universes, do I bring it with me?
Yeah, does it follow you?
Did that multiverse juice stay with you?
Yeah.
Well, I could go to I could go to Pill Realm, take a pill that makes the one real for me.
Yes.
Then go kill the Mies.
You guys are, you fucked it all. Uh-huh. I'm just going through different multiverses to see what it's like when I'm married to different presidents.
Oh, that's an idea. So I was thinking, could you go to like instead of going and wanting everybody, could you simply just go to the universe where everything all the time, all at once, or whatever?
Yeah.
If that was real, and then just tap into the multiverse.
Oh yeah, okay.
And then I know karate. I know hot dog fingers. I know being Rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go to the
classic hits.
It would be nice to go to a universe where I am Rock.
Mm.
Maybe I get myself pregnant.
Go to M-Preg Realm?
Well, I was going to go to a world where there was a me that could get pregnant. But yes, I'll go to M-Preg World.
Mm.
I'll impregnate that Jackson, because he'll be into it.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's like, oh, we're waiting for this.
He might be... The only thing is, he might already be pregnant.
He probably would be. But we'll wait. We'll wait. We'll let that come to term, and then
you forget that there's a 24-hour time limit, get stuck in M-Preg Realm, and then decide, actually, this is fine.
This is great.
What would a baby I had with me be?
Terrible.
I don't think DNA would work.
No,
like
in
that.
My
it'd be like cloning. It'll make you sick.
No, because it'd be depending. Because if it's M-Preg universe or if it's universe where you have an ovum, so you'd have in your sperm. So it's getting half the genetics from you, but
and half the other genetics from
also
you.
From you.
From
so
me.
You would
it's
make
cloning.
It,
yeah,
you would not quite because you know it's you when you don't. You know, you're not having like the identical, like, it'd be an incest baby.
Yes.
That's for sure.
Yeah, but it's the one acceptable kind of incest.
Well, yeah.
Why is
no.
it acceptable?
I mean, you're from different universes, but you're still using the same DNA.
Yeah.
Why is it? No, because that DNA here is. No, okay.
Why do you think that fucking yourself and having a baby with yourself is an acceptable form of incest?
Because it's...
Is it not acceptable?
Because they're not genetically. I mean, they're sort of genetically linked.
We're
but not
related.
Really. They're not related. Though
we're just the same guy,
I think
but
that if
no, because on a genetic level you're different, right?
Yeah,
because that one will have like an ovum.
Yes.
So you
we will be different.
They're completely different. An M-Preg universe. Who knows what's going on there? But presumably there's a lot going on genetically that's very different to what you currently
eggs
are.
Eggs in the anus?
Who knows? Well, he's got a womb.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not eggs in the anus.
So probably not. Oh, you could go to, you could just go to, universe where we all lay egg.
Egg realm.
I got an egg realm straight away. I'm scrolling through it like a Rolodex. I see egg realm. I'm like, hit the button. Send me to egg realm. I go there, impregnate myself, lay an egg, I crack out of it.
Mm.
I'm like, I could die now. I've done everything I ever need to in my life. Then I come back to our realm and I've got a little chicken me under my arm or whatever.
I come back and I've got a bit of blood on me and I say, I was married to JFK.
Dude, you should probably be
there. Wearing a nice pink power suit.
And I'm like, I don't even know how this happened because it's... But it's not Scott Bakula rules.
Yeah.
Did you kill the you that was married?
They just disappeared.
I think they tried to upgrade.
I think they went one level up. My one level up was married to JFK.
That's crazy.
Really? That's like
this universe is marginally worse than if you were married to JFK.
Yeah. And in this universe, Jackie Kennedy's not Stoked. So I don't know what that says about my future.
I don't know what's more shocking to learn this is marginally worse than that, or that's marginally better than this.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah, what if you were Scott Bakulaming? Does that change anything?
Yeah,
it changes a lot.
Yeah, like we,
the risk is like I think if I'm Scott Bakulaming, I'm just trying to hit as many universes as quickly as possible.
Yeah, okay.
Sample everything.
Taste test the world.
I'm doing it. Like I'm Scott Bakulaming. I'm not just me. I'm anybody. I'm experiencing new things.
I thought I'm getting new brains.
I was imagining maybe not that full Scott back because that's its own kettle of fish.
Okay.
But you can jump into the other yous.
In the multiverse. So, like everything, not my beautiful house.
Where's my beautiful wife?
That's not my beautiful car.
I don't know what universe I would like to experience that way, really.
Hot dog realm.
Hot dog realm.
Constantly coming realm.
Constantly coming realm. Yes.
M-Preg realm.
M-Preg realm. That would be cool.
Although you've only got 24 hours.
Oh, well, it'd be the realm where I'm currently giving birth.
Yeah.
Well, what that feels like. Ow.
That hurts heaps.
Yeah. Epidural realm me, please.
Yeah.
Constantly. I remember saying if I could carry a child, I would, but I don't mean this. I never meant this. I was a liar.
Take it all back.
Oh, fuck. This is... Oh.
Constantly coming roll might be where I have to say goodbye. As you two rock it on to other realms. I'm like, this is my stop point.
This is my stay.
I'm getting off here.
This caught the train for me.
Yeah.
I'm good here.
You guys moving on? No?
No?
Yeah, no, we're staying. Yeah. This is our stop, boys. Yeah,
this is where it gets good. And so then it would get painful.
Oh, we should have kept going. Ooh.
You can jump away whenever you like, boys. I'm riding the dragon.
They will go full circle, I reckon.
It's going to come good again soon. Tears streaming down my eyes. His
tears just take it like 3 little bottles of Gatorade. Yeah.
I go to Mega Orgasm Realm.
Oh, no.
And then come back.
It gets Whoa. Better.
Oh, yeah, it's better.
Let's go. That's scary. Mega Orgasm Realm sounds too intense. Mm. I feel like that's how I become energy, like Jackson before. Off into the ether. Wow.
He's transcended.
That's all it took.
Mm. Yeah. The transcended realm.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like to be pure light.
Yeah,
that could be nice.
Man.
Go to a realm where I'm worms or whatever. Yeah. See if that's good. Yeah. The Scott Bakula one is tricky because you really give up a lot of what it makes you use.
I think that if you Scott Bakula for 24 hours, you come back and you are unable to function as a regular human.
Oh, yeah. I think the moment you can access anything, you're like the whole multiverse a little bit like.
I can do the multiverse for 24 hours and come back and be a normal guy.
You reckon?
You go talk to 10 old
minutes.
You and
yeah.
you.
Survive. 10 minutes to the multiverse sets up. Yeah. No, it's no good.
I think that with the way you've been talking this episode alone was enough to wreck your life.
Yeah.
If you find out that the multiverse is real and you have it for 24 hours before you even press the button to go in, you're like,
oh, I fucked it.
My life is over.
Maybe I go to the realm where I'm a horse and I ride me around a paddock.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds nice.
That does sound
you know,
nice.
Because I think horse me would like get a kick out of it and I'd have a good time too.
Yeah. I think I prefer to be, if they're that, I'd like to be Scott Bakula into horse me.
Oh, yeah.
Be rode like a horse.
Well, no. No, I could then just be like in a paddock. All I know is like you know, roaming around eating grass.
Yeah. If you Scott Bakula into a horse, do you immediately get horse brain?
Horse thoughts.
Yeah. And do you lose your own brain and can never come home?
No, I don't think so.
Well, from quantum realm rules, no. Okay. But I guess.
Does he ever go into a horse?
Probably not, or an animal.
He also famously never gets back to his own body, though, and it's called back to the realm. Quantum Leap has a set the downer ending.
Yeah, that's true. That is a bummer. Yeah, I would just be concerned that I would suddenly be thinking with a horse's brain, a horse's brain is smaller than my brain, and then I'm just like a horse.
It's funny that horses have giant heads and small brains.
Yeah, that is funny.
That is funny.
They got a weird head.
Yeah. How'd it get so long?
I don't know. What's that for?
Your consciousness being projected. Then.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'd be like it'd have to wrap around that brain.
Yeah, so
and
like
you have a horse.
But it's a projection, though. So
yeah, but it's like say
you're putting your thoughts.
But you're projecting like say a square onto something that's round.
Yeah, it's got to wrap
around it. Right.
It's not like I'm possessing the horse, is also awesome.
Scott Bakula goes into like children, though.
That's true.
Oh, that's a good point.
A child's brain is smaller than
fully grown. Less wrinkles.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe I could be a horse.
Gotta scrunch that brain off.
Yeah.
Get some more wrinkles on it.
If we leave, say, like horse, does the horse now have man thoughts?
It remembers some man thoughts and it fucks the horse up. Sometimes the horse's owner catches it staring off into the middle distance and it's like, there's something deeply wrong with my horse.
The horse is thinking, what is movie? I feel I've seen one. But...
Life is better than roaming in grass.
But
maybe.
Grass good.
I yearn to go on the computer, and I do not know why.
You're on your computer in the house, and the horse's head just comes in through a window, looks at the computer.
Yeah.
Can I help you? The horse just stares for a bit, and then turns around and leaves.
Horse thinking, I wish Skyrim.
What that mean?
What mean? Skyrim.
You watch your horse leave. There's something deeply, deeply wrong with my horse.
I don't know.
Like chewing the grass, but just spells Skyrim.
hard to shoot my horse.
I might have to kill my horse. I remember drive car. Which one car?
So much me power.
You find your horse trying to get into the car one day. What are you doing? The horse just gives you the most lost and confused look. Oh, no. I wonder if this has something to do with that time my horse was oddly sentient.
I can open a door.
Anyway, as for the farmer, that is a very confusing period of time.
Yeah.
My horse became too much like a person.
Yeah.
And then that left, and it left my horse in a strange state.
So I guess the best use of a multiverse is to wreck a horse's life.
Yeah, I think that's the best use of all. You get to experience horse life, and then you get to ruin horse's life.
Getting into a horse and being like, Skyrim, 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 Skyrim! And then disappearing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well, yeah, well, I think we did it. I think a movie needs to be brave enough to answer that, or to show that, I guess, in the future.
I agree.
Because it is the best use of a multiverse. Mm-hmm. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Go into a horse, everyone.
Yes. Yeah, the best thing for the outside of a man is the inside of a horse's brain.
That's true.
That's what Reagan
said.
Yeah.
And he'll be your husband.
Yeah. And I'll let you know, I reckon he'll be one of the bad ones.
Yeah.
That's bold. But you should trust that president because he was in a movie with a chimp.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You could be in a universe where you were that chimp.
Oh, my God.
And then you could be in a universe where you were that chimp and the president's wife.
Whoa.
Oh, my God. It's president wife chimp.
President Reagan and Bozo?
Yeah. Bedtime for Bozo.
Yeah. Wake up.
President time for Bozo.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of... Hang on, I'm going to do that again because I just did exactly the same thing I did last time, which was
swerve on the chair?
Yeah. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
Plumbing the Death Star is a pop culture podcast where we ask the important questions like, what would be the best use of a multiverse? Fuck, I have to do it again.
From the top.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
What the fuck? Anyway.
Is it 2012 again?
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
This is the podcast where we ask the important questions. Fuck, I paused for too long. Why? Why is this hard now? I did it fine before.
Yeah.
You're in your own head.
Yeah, you gotta put your blinkers on.
Yeah, okay.
Don't even look at us.
I'll do it like this.
Yeah. You could.
No, I couldn't. Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
That's awesome.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
What is wrong with me? What's happening?
I don't know. Do it. Just say. Do you want us to tell us one of us to quickly jump in?
No, I'll do it. You know what? I'll just get it this one. It won't even be hard.
Exactly. Yeah.